Hi, and welcome to Prague Will Find a Way. Everything progressive music. I'm Jonathan Block.
And I'm Jay Valade.
I'm Tim Taddy.
Yes, we're joined by Tim again because this episode and next episode, we're talking about some recent Prague live things that we've been to.
We actually went to collectively
and by ourselves. And then episode, we'll talk about Tim's experience at the Cruise to the Edge. But today, it's Prague news, Prague releases, and live Prague that we've recently seen. Our news segment is pretty slim at the moment, except for...
So Robert Fripp had a heart attack, if you didn't know already.
But he is... Yeah.
He's
okay,
fine.
He says, he's like, stop asking me about it.
Yeah, no, and actually, I mean, I think everybody who follows him knows through the pandemic he's become more friendly, I guess will be the best word for it. So, but he looks in great spirits. So,
yeah.
Actually, we'll talk about this with the Cruise to the Edge, but he was sick, and apparently that was the start of it. And then he came back home to England. And then there was a guitar craft course like a week later in Italy, and he went.
Yeah.
By the time he got there, he was like,
they
just took him right to the hospital, and apparently he'd been having a heart attack for a while, they patched him up, and he's. I mean, it's only been a week or two, and he was making videos that look, you know, he's got the big grin on his face.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was kind of a shocker.
He was also like, people are writing to me and talking to me as if I'm on my deathbed. And
right.
It was something that happened, and now I'm feeling better.
Right.
And, you know, we take it as we take it, but...
Yeah. So he's on the mend, great, you know, nothing's stopping. I mean, it's not like he was touring anyways, but the releases will continue apace, apparently. So, always good news.
So the only other thing that I had was I did get the John Anderson and Band Geeks live album called Perpetual Change, which they did on the first leg of their first tour.
Was before any of the new songs.
Before any of the new songs.
Okay, so Gates on there?
Gates is on there. So it's a DVD and two CDs.
Yeah.
And, you know, they play the Yes catalog, basically. Yours to No Disgrace, Perpetual Change, Close to the Edge, Heart of the Sunrise, Starship Trooper, Awaken, and You and I, I've Seen All Good People, Gates of Delirium, and Roundabout. So, I mean, it's a pretty power-packed show, and the Band Geeks are fantastic on that.
Doing Gates.
Fun release.
You
know, people have said, you know, if I'm going to listen to live, yes, I'm going to listen to live, yes. I don't need to hear this. But, you know, it's actually a fun release because they're playing it at the kind of the level. It's like a Yes Songs level for me when I hear them play. The segue from that is I went to go see John Anderson and the Band Geeks last weekend at the Ridgefield Playhouse. They were playing two nights.
Separated by a day off, right?
Mother's Day.
They didn't
play on Mother's Day.
No.
But it was fantastic. Very, very good. Both sold out shows. Compared to the last show that I saw them with, what they did, they changed the set list up a little bit. They added some new Band Geeks and John Anderson songs from the True album. They added the two long songs. They added Counties and Countries and Once Upon a Time.
Excellent.
And or Once Upon a Dream.
Okay.
You didn't go.
That's like, no, I did not go.
No,
that's like the live J knowledge. Yes meter just slightly went down 0.5. You know, with that one. minor goof.
Compared to the last show, which I talked about at length on a previous episode, they were not as awful about filming.
Okay.
There were signs around, do not film, do not film. And there were people who were telling people to stop filming.
Okay.
But it was not like they were just constantly walking up and down the aisle.
Okay.
It was better this time, a little less. The other change was...
Did you take any video?
I did not. I respect the rules.
Okay. You just don't like the vibe. It's all about the vibe.
It was about the vibe.
It's about the vibe.
Being
That's
interrupted, you know, by somebody shining
Leaning
their flashlight
over.
Next because the guy next to me is doing it.
Yeah, Porcupine Tree, Radio City, big screen, don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Three seats over, this guy kept trying to take pictures, kept trying to film. They just took him and the phone. But wow. it got so annoying because you see that din coming off of the phone every time.
It's.
I mean, to be fair, I do see, you know, you get people, I see that they put the brightness down and then they understand that flash does nothing.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't mind a couple pictures once in a while, but when you're doing the whole song.
But it's the guys that are like pocket videotaping.
Yeah.
And then they're doing this and you're paying attention to the video.
The show itself was fantastic. They have Matt Beck on guitar now because Andy Graziano, I think, is the other guitar player. He couldn't do this leg. And Matt Beck did a fantastic job.
Excellent.
The Steve Howe parts. I was telling John before, he plays with a whole bunch of people. He plays with Matchbox 20 and Rob Thomas. And he plays with a local band that my wife, Mare, and I love called The Alternate Roots. And he, whenever they're in town, he is playing with them. And so when I saw that he was playing with John Anderson and the Band Geeks, I'm like, that doesn't compute. But then I saw an interview with him where he's like, I love Yes. Yes is my favorite, blah, blah, blah. And he just did a great job.
Where were your seats for this?
We were on the aisle, you know, towards the back.
Okay. Yeah,
but it's a small place. This place holds
500.
Every seat's a good seat.
When Jay says the aisle, there's an aisle down the middle. There are no
two sides.
Okay. Yeah, but two sides of the middle. There's no. Then on those side seats, there's no aisle.
There's no aisle on the end of that.
So it's an old style theater.
Yeah. It's an old style theater.
Was there merch?
No, there were like three signed albums, and that was it. It was this album in vinyl.
Okay.
Like signed by John Anderson. Right. And that's all they had. And then they
The difference? Is the vinyl, what's it like four? Is it the whole show? I don't even know. That wasn't something ever on your radar.
Did you get to talk to Matt or anything?
No, I would love to.
John?
Next time. I didn't talk to anybody. Okay. I went with a buddy of mine from college. And the last time he saw John Anderson was the 90125 tour.
Wow.
So we went while we were in college a number of times.
Still has the same amount of hair.
It's crazy. We went, maybe even more than 90125.
Not sure he still has that white thing.
So he closed his eyes and he goes, it's as if it was 40 years ago. Because, you know, he hadn't seen him and he's like, oh my God,
that's great.
It's crazy.
Yeah. His voice is great.
And he was having fun. I don't know if he messes up the lyrics of And You and I every time, just as a little comic moment, but this is the second time he's kneeling you directly.
You did mention it on the podcast last time, and now
it was interesting
because he did it again.
We gotta play two nights in Richfield because the likelihood of Jay going and me being able to screw with him.
Yep, that's right.
So did they play In You and I both nights?
I think they probably did the same set list.
Was it the same show?
I didn't look it up, but they played the same set list consistently. So,
well, they might.
But the, you know, at one point he did like trip going off the stage. There were so many chords all over the place. He did trip going off the stage, but then he like saved himself and then comes back on stage like, ta-da!
He's not young.
He's still alive.
Woo! That's he's not young.
He's 80 years old and he's still jumping around like a
spry guy.
Yep.
How long was the show itself? Was there a break or was it?
There was a break. Okay. But they played, you know, they played Awaken and they opened with Close to the Edge. Yeah.
Nice.
And, yeah. So,
okay.
You know, they hit the highlights. At Starship Trooper, they went on and on and on. You know, it was great.
Awaken.
The solo and then
close
the solo.
To the
and the
Edge
solo.
And once the new longer tune. That's an hour of music.
And they played Overblown Heart. They played True Messenger from the new album. They played Starship Trooper. They played Roundabout. They played Perpetual Change. I've Seen All Good People. I mean, it was the big three albums plus the new album.
Right.
And Awake.
Okay.
And
nice. Nice.
So
got your money's worth.
Yeah. It was great. Great show. It was funny. We had some younger generation behind us who might have had a couple. And they were kind of talking a lot, but aside from that, they were talking about.
Yes. Did you shush them?
I did not shush them. I kind of looked back a couple times, but
side-eyed.
But they still were like, "This is the best solo. Oh my God!" They couldn't wait for the next song, so it wasn't like they were just talking about. Yeah. Oh, I had a cheeseburger for lunch.
You didn't really want to ruin their moment.
No. Like, all right, at least they're talking about the band.
At least they're talking and positively.
And positively. They weren't like, what is this crap? Yeah.
Who is
they
it? Were, no. Andy G or Death, you know? Yeah. Who's this Matt B guy?
Right. I've turned into the get off my lawn.
Oh.
Like, I'm the seat geek, right? Yeah. Like, even Dream Theater, these kids are talking. And we pay a lot of money to be there up front. And they're talking and talking, and finally I said, you know, I needed that T-shirt that says, please excuse the band for interrupting your conversation. You know.
All right, so.
Where is this? What is the deal with the? Where,
so this tour ends tonight, I think, or tomorrow
the
in
first
New Jersey.
The first leg.
So with the and leg then they with pick Matt up back. Again in like mid-June, and Andy Graziano
is back. And Andy
is back.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And they're just.
They're playing more West Coast kind of stuff.
Right.
There's nothing around here, so I didn't even really pay attention.
But you had two nights, but you didn't see video cameras or anything like that, so they weren't recording.
No, it's not like they were recording.
They were recording.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right.
Because they just did a live gig.
That's true.
Well, but they got to get these live songs of the new material.
They have to do another one.
Yeah.
Okay. Is Awaken on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
I believe so.
Yeah, he just read it off.
Yeah, I know. So they would have to, they'd be repeating a lot of
You know, and that's like John Anderson, the last two times I saw him, he had sheet music. Not transcriptions for the lyrics.
The lyrics?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now he has a video screen.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's got a TV.
He's got a TV.
No. It's a big TV.
It's a monitor.
It's a monitor. Okay, that's good. He's got a teleprompter.
Yeah.
So. All right. So the next show that we saw was earlier. We saw The Aristocrats.
Yeah.
At the Fairfield Theater Company.
The Warehouse. Yeah. Fairfield Theater Company.
And all three of us were there.
And how many people does that hold?
That holds 650 unseated, so I'm not sure how many it holds.
Okay,
seated.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay, but so, yeah, when you seated, put seats, that's less. Probably
450?
Four, yeah.
Right.
So comparable size to Richfield.
Yeah.
Completely different vibe.
Oh, layout.
It's a
the
big
feng shui.
It's a big
of the spaces
it's very different. It's a big space with bars, people talking at.
Oh, one more thing about the John Anderson thing. I was a little disappointed with the lighting because in the past they've had like video screens and all that kind of stuff. It was pretty low key.
Okay,
that's interesting because they have the space. That's a big back. That's a big huge backdrop there.
And on this leg, they have had some video stuff. So I'm not sure whether there was a problem with it and they just ditched it or what the deal was. But there wasn't any video this time.
Sometimes these guys bring it and then they just can't sync it up.
Or if they were videotaping, they would not want those necessarily running. Because they could add those in after. So maybe they were videotaping and no one had the...
I have no idea.
Okay. Maybe from the balcony or something.
Who knows? Stealth cameras.
Anyway,
they have
the
a little GoPro on, then that's what it is. It's going to be a
body cams.
The Aristocrats at the Fairfield Theater Company.
Oh, yeah.
Tim met one of the members on the cruise, which we'll talk about later, but they kind of gave him the We're Not Prague moment.
Right. Well, that was the fourth time.
Okay.
My fourth Aristocrats show in less than 6 months because I saw him at Gramercy Theater. In a city, then twice on Cruise to the Edge.
Yeah.
Should I talk about Marco Miniman? So, because my son Marco and Marco Miniman, and so it's like, hey Marco. And the aisles are on a ship are very narrow, you know, when you're in the stateroom areas.
Yes.
And so we're approaching him, he's coming towards us, Marco Miniman. And Marco and I kind of ducked to the side, and we're like, hey, Marco. He's like, hey, Marco, the kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing the Aristocrat shirt because I'm going to see him in about 3 hours. See you in a couple hours. He said, great, nice shirt. And I go, oh, thanks. He goes, where'd you get it? I go, I bought it. He goes, where? Well, you see, I'm in the printing business. I made the shirt for that concert, okay? Like, I'm like, okay. Busted. Turn around, go back to the stateroom, take the shirt off, look toward Cuba, and throw it off the back of the ship. Yeah,
wow.
And so there's somebody in Central America wearing an Aristocrats large.
Large.
So I enjoyed the show a lot. It's basically Aristocrats are Mark Miniman. Yep.
Brian Ballard.
And Brian Ballard.
Yeah.
And it's all instrumental. all kind of jazz fusion-y. We call it prog, but, you know.
Yeah, we do, because we have the Big Ten. It was very, you know, it's a nice, I mean, really, really good trio.
And they definitely were great.
Fusion-y. It's like disruptive fusion.
Yeah, it's Brand X, that kind of vein of prog. It's
very
interesting, you know, a lot of you know, definitely more on a little heavier on the fusion, you know, for jazz fusion. It's correct. it's not Return to Forever. It's a lot more,
you know, not Brian
in your face,
but a lot of soloing. Right. Marco's really solo. Some songs, the whole song is a solo.
Yeah.
And Guthrie, as we know, is probably, I would say, top 10 guitarists if you had a fantasy draft.
He's
of
very good. That was the first time you saw him. Right?
Yeah, I had not seen him. It was better than I thought it would be. I mean, I've listened to their stuff and I've liked them. Particularly the rhythm section, where they play with other people, like they played with Satriani and some other people.
That's right.
Very cool. Not that I'm a big Joe Satriani fan, but it was better than I thought. I thought they were really good.
And they were
engaging
and humorous.
Yes.
They had a ton of merch, and they had a lot of merch that was like, they had a box set of the new album that had a lot of bonus stuff, and it was signed on the front, and it was like $40. And I was like, oh, maybe I should get that. And then I'm like, well, don't forget you don't buy physical product anymore.
Don't forget your own rule.
That's right.
So, but they did have a lot of stuff there.
I did want to tell Marco Miniman that I think just a plain logo is a lot classier than a bunch of noise on a t-shirt with ducks.
Right.
But that wasn't my spot.
I don't think it was.
No.
No.
Well, what did you think of the show? That was your fourth time seeing them in the year.
It was like seeing Rick Wakeman again and knowing exactly what he was going to say next.
That's
the thing. We've heard the story about the sitting on the duck of the bay. Right. And we've heard the story of the apartment or the flat in London, where just every time Guthrie wanted to play something, there was drilling or hammering.
Yeah.
And that's why this song was developed. And
which is fair, though, because these guys are traveling all around the country. Right. So they're telling the same spiel. But when you see them four times,
it's different. Yeah. I mean, but musically,
they did mix set list up a lot. And even on the ship, I was like, oh, they're going to play the same, because that's what happens. They're going to play the same thing that they played last night, but they didn't. Okay. Stories were still interspersed. But at Fairfield Theater Company, Marco Miniman changed his solo. When he went into that solo almost at the end, that guy is a workhorse. He was out there the whole night.
Yeah.
And then almost 2 hours into this show, he just
15 minutes.
He went into this, and he threw some theatrics in there. He threw some of the electronics in there, and he was some ducks. It was very interactive for us. You know, and we had already done that, so I was prepared to help with the mimicking. Yeah. It was great. It was a great show, and
I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, we hung out.
And we hung out because Greg Sullivan. Shout out to Greg. Musician, choir teacher at Tomlinson Middle School, huge Aristocrats fan, huge Steve Wilson fan, get to that later. This was the one of the most important shows that he would have seen in the last 5 years, because he wanted to catch Guthrie and have a chat. And so I was watching, when you and I, the three of us were talking, I was watching him and his buddy up front trying to get, hey, Guthrie. And afterwards, I saw him at my grandson's baseball game, because his kid plays with my grandson. And he's like, yeah, we tried, but the vibe wasn't there. It's like they weren't coming back out.
Yeah, you never know.
Oh, well.
These pesky musicians.
So then the other show that was recent was Leprous, who played up at Toad's Place in New Haven.
Famous Toad's Place.
A week ago Thursday.
Yes.
Okay.
Which I wanted to go to, but I had an unexpected visitor.
But that's what happened.
The unexpected guest.
The unexpected guest. But it was, I had a fantastic time when they visited, but... Tim went to the show.
I was going to say, and on the drive there with my son, Marco, he said, why don't you just call him and say, we have one ticket for you, just show up with your buddy. It's like, nah, that ship sailed already.
Well, yeah. It was so funny because we went out and this is a friend from college, and she's just like, you can still go. Just go. Don't let me hold you back. I'm like, I can't just show up.
All right. And now you said it was a woman. There were very few women at the Leprous Wheel show. Yes, for those, I'm not going to screw up where these bands are from ever again. So I didn't know, because you saw Leprous at Toads for the last 6 months, and I didn't see that there was a warm-up band. And the day of, a little tiny, tiny, like, three-point type, it says Wheel. And
Wheel is?
Is a Finnish three-piece band, but they bring in an extra guitarist for rhythm, just okay, so that they don't have to have orchestration overdubs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they are tapes. Just so tight, and not the same vein as Leprous, and a lot slower, no big time signature changes, yeah. Mostly 4-4 stuff.
Yeah.
But it's, and some people say it's a little droning, but... I'm telling you, they only got 6 songs, you know, yeah. So it's like 35 minutes. You can get through that because they're just super great musicians,
yeah,
and super high energy.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a right at 7:30, boom, they're out.
And then Leprous.
Leprous came in about 8:20.
Okay.
And I thought, okay, school, Yale, curfews, they played till 10:45.
Okay.
I thought that there was like a 10:30 or something, but and Leprous.
How was the crowd? Big?
No. Oh, man.
Low crowd?
150 people.
That's it?
It was crazy.
Oh, I should have gone.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to go like to this giant crowd. No. Leave.
Was it standing?
My friend and my wife, and then be like.
Was it a
get
standing?
Get out there and be like. I can't even get there.
Was it a standing or seated show?
They fortunately no seats.
Okay.
Sherwood's going there on Tuesday, and he's seated.
The seated thing is so annoying.
Yeah.
Because it's like 5 or 6 rows, like what happened at the warehouse. Yeah. But Toads is very shallow, like this table.
Yeah.
You know, warehouse is this way, not that way. Right. And so it's just annoying when there's seats at Toads. And, you know, we got there fairly early, but there was already a stack of people, especially Wheel fans,
yeah,
up front. So I just worked my way right to the center.
I know, as you do.
Yeah, I was. So there was sort of a half a person in front of me, but I did take some video. They didn't care about that.
Okay. How were they?
So Leprous,
they didn't go on the cruise.
They were one of the headliners on the cruise. They canceled fairly early, but yeah. And we were disappointed about them not being on the cruise. We saw, I think, I can't count it yet. Say we saw 48 concerts in 5 days, 90 minutes or, you know, 60 to 90 minutes. Marco, who's a real critic of music and musicians, when we got out of that venue last Thursday night, he said, all those shows we saw, this might have been better.
Wow.
They were they were perfect.
Huh.
No overdubs.
Wow.
All the harmonies were perfect.
Wow.
Every time you listened to a song, they stayed in time. Well, Baird Kolstad's like a ridiculous drummer. But Einar Solberg, who obviously we know is the vocalist of the year. And
right, for Prog Magazine.
For Prog.
2024.
And he did not disappoint. Wow. His range, his screaming, he does that screamo. He can do that, whoa, you know, like he
yeah, but gets... then you sent me the video and it's very mellow. He's got that high, clear voice. It was good.
Right.
I had to do that. John Anderson angelic voice.
I had to do that. And there are vocal coaches out there, if you YouTube it, who are saying that what he's doing with his vocal cords is something that you shouldn't be able to do without, like, straining them to the point of injury. And so the guy is gifted.
Yeah.
The music is spectacular. It's not Prague. It's not Prague. It's not experimental.
Not your mama's Prague. That's for sure.
Super heavy. Super heavy.
And the new Moody Blues.
And this was the new album Atonement, and they did 5-6 songs off of Atonement.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of that album because I'm into early, like Pitfalls, Cole. Mm. Bilateral, and so after about after five songs, he says, "Listen, we're gonna go into the back catalog." By the way, Swedish band. Just we're gonna go to our back catalog, and you can choose an album from Bilateral, a song from Bilateral, or from Cole. And you know, by virtue of you know, do you want to hear Forced Entry? And everybody went, yeah. He's like, sounds like it's Forced Entry. So, and that's like a...
That's a bit.
It's a bait. It's a bait.
Because they play Forced Entry every time.
Exactly. But it's super heavy, and it's long, and it's just, like, delicious.
Bad pun alert. Did they atone for their absence on the cruise?
I didn't get a chance, because I don't speak Swedish, to bust their... hump about it. I'm sure he I always blame everything on Einar. You always blame it on the singer because they're the ones with the most emotional issues.
Okay.
Well, actually, I thought it's the drummer.
I thought it was the drummer.
Everything on the drummer, then the singer.
That's a good point.
Never the bass player.
Tim's a drummer. That's why we have to.
But it was, you know, Baird Kolstad is the drummer, and he's also with Rendezvous Point, which is a much busier band than Leprous and more popular worldwide. But he...
Okay.
he walks in to the studio like 7 years ago and says, I've kind of rearranged some of your back catalog. Would you mind if I play that for you? And, well, obviously when he's finished, they're like...
I thought you said they were Swedish.
They booted. They booted their drummer.
He's talking about Wheel, right?
Yeah, no, they're finished. I know. Finish. They're not finished.
No, two
they're
ends.
Still
two ends.
Yes,
they're drop still the ED. Right. Okay.
This is a tough crowd.
No, you know, it's so good show.
So anyway, Leprous.
I don't know how many Totes holds, but it wasn't.
Oh, it was disappointing for the band.
I've seen
it. It didn't matter
shows
for me because I'm
years.
Standing up.
Yeah, yeah. Going. I expected that there would be more people there because this is like a never played there before kind of thing.
Yeah,
right.
They didn't draw people from all of. Where did they play before and after?
The tour was this a tour or just
they
a
were in
shows?
Toronto the night before, and then Boston.
Okay,
they're making their way back home.
Playing New York at all?
They had four shows. So
I'm just trying to think if like everyone went to
New York,
Philly,
New York, Philly, DC,
and this little the Toads place in the middle didn't.
I think Toads was a perfect in between Toronto and Boston kind of thing that they threw together.
And either way, lots of bands that are proud to say we played Toad's Place. Yeah.
And it is cool at Toad's because they redid some of it.
I haven't been to Toad's in a long time.
I've not been to Toad's in years.
They've stenciled as you go downstairs to go to the bathroom or whatever, or to get to the other side of the venue. They've stenciled the names of all the artists that have been there in white. So it's like pink walls. You know, Rolling Stones, Johnny Cash, Billy Joel, Bob Dylan. It's crazy.
I always forget about that. Like, you know, if the place is crowded, you just go downstairs, walk through, and then you come
through the dressing room, basically.
And then come back to the other side. It's the wildest.
It is.
It's the wildest thing.
It's like, let's go up this other staircase. Yeah. What other staircase? Follow me. You've never been here before.
Right. But yeah, bathrooms, dressing rooms, and it's totally, it's totally Spinal Tap.
They have replaced the trough.
Okay.
With real urinals.
All right, there we go.
So it's safe to go there now.
Fair enough.
There is a recent book, right?
And
a book
on
came
that
out
note,
recently.
Yeah, my neighbor has that book. When he finishes it, he's
going to get a book. Okay, we'll have to hear about that.
If
the prog bands in there. Well, I saw Crimson there many times.
Yes, as did I.
All right. I think that's enough for now.
Do you think?
Well, yeah, we'll talk about the cruise next time.
All right, Prague will find a way.
If you want it to.